The total debt of the Czech Republic, including the debt of the government sector and that of Czech households, reached 110% of GDP and made the country the second least indebted country in the EU after Romania, the Czech Statistical Office said on Thursday. The debt of the Czech public sector, which last year amounted to 3.1% of gross domestic product, puts the country in 9th place among the 27 EU nations, up from 13th place the previous year.
But the gap has widened between the Czech GDP and the EU average. According to figures released by the Czech Statistical Office this week, Czech GDP per capita reached 80% of the EU average, while in 2007 it was at 83%. In the year 2000, GDP per capita in the Czech Republic amounted to 71% of the average levels in the EU. The decrease is largely due to the slowing down of the Czech economy. In the first part of the last decade, the country was among the top 10 fastest growing economies of the bloc, while last year it ranked in the middle.
The German-owned Czech-based automaker Škoda Auto is seeking production facilities for its new SUV model, which should be launched in 2014, the weekly Econom reported. The firm originally planned to produce the model at its plant in Kvasiny, but was unable to acquire the land needed for the expansion of the factory. Škoda is now looking in Russia, according to the reports, where the new SUV could be made in Nizhny Novgorod. The new model would become the second Škoda produced abroad after the small Citigo, which is made at a Škoda plant in Bratislava.
The Czech Finance Ministry has announced plans to change the rules for remunerating the salaries of managers of state-owned firms. The ministry is now reviving their salaries to see how they compare to the private sector. As of January 2013, managers' salaries in state-owned firms will either increase or decrease depending on whether their current paychecks are higher or lower than those in private companies. The new rules should apply to large companies such as ČEZ, Czech Airlines, as well as smaller firms where the state or other public entities have at least a 1/3 stake. The government, however, does not plan to release the managers' actual salaries.
The state-owned postal company Czech Post on Friday stopped accepting all shipments addressed to Syria. A spokeswoman for Czech Post said the decision was taken in view of the poor security situation in that country, adding that there was no way of telling when shipments to Syria could resume. Last year, Czech Post delivered 231 kilograms of letters and 89 parcels to the conflict-ravaged country.
Analysis by the consultancy firm PricewaterhouseCoopers released this week predicts the medal tally for the Summer Olympics in London based on factors such as past Olympic performance, population growth, average income, and state support for sports. The study says U.S. athletes will top the medal count with 113, three more than they won in Beijing. China has ranked second with 87 medals, 13 fewer than 4 years ago. And Russia came third with 68 medals, five less than in the previous Summer Olympics. The analysis places the Czech Republic at 32nd place with six medals, which is how many the Czechs won in Beijing as well.